Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we are off to the Nature Island. My buddy Simon Walsh is there, and he is on via Skype with us. Simon, how are you? Have you recovered from beneath the sea in New Jersey, first off?
Hey, Greg, how are you? And how are our listeners doing? I hope everything's great over there, and you're coming into springtime now, hopefully.
Yes, it's nice and warm. Not as warm as it is in Dominica, though, I'm guessing.
We didn't suffer too much at BTS this year. Some years that can be cold. But I think I'm somewhat detoxified from beneath the sea in New Jersey, I would say.
Well, we kind of went through a cleanse, I think. At least that's what Jerry the Diver Guy would call it when he brought up his spring water for us to sample. And, you know, after we had that one shot of spring water, I don't really remember much of what happened after that. Do you?
No, our spring water is a very special spring water.
It is indeed.
But you know, we were saying that about Dominica at BTS because people were coming down the Caribbean aisle, and of course everyone else is giving away shots of rum.
Right.
By the time they're getting to the Dominica booth, everybody needs spring water and detoxification and hangover cures, you know. So we look at Dominica as that rejuvenating place to come away so you can recover from your excesses.
That's right. It's a natural wonder for sure. Kind of like Mother Nature's spa.
Exactly.
I mean, it's crazy.
Exactly.
So
not to say you can't get rum here as well. I mean, I know you have been a participant at the Rum Shack.
Yes, I have. Woody was nice enough to introduce us to Bush Rum once when we were over there, and that's a whole other experience. One you should mark off the list with the spring water, but just know it's just as potent and just as dangerous. You've been warned.
Woody took you to the Rum Shack. I thought you and he were friends, though.
Oh no, we're friends. I appreciated it. I just don't know if it's something I could repeat if I want to. You know, stay on this planet for more than another day or two. You hear what I'm saying?
We have a lot of bush rums in.
Yes, indeedy. So, but that's just one of the many topside activities, especially that they have at Dominica. I mean, the diving's spectacular and really the best of the Caribbean. I rated it number one on USA Today when they asked me to rate islands in the U.S. and Caribbean. And I stick by it to this day. And that's pretty much what you got there at Beneath the Sea, I'm guessing, too. A lot of people that have been there know that. But when people are walking around the dive show there in New Jersey, are they kind of surprised or say, is it Dominica? Are you part of the Dominican Republic? You get that all the time, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Not too bad in the dive industry because the dive industry's a little bit well-informed and they researching their dive destinations, so they know that Dominican Republic and Dominica are two very, very separate places.
Yeah.
In the general mass tourism industry, where they rarely are looking for pina colada on a beach and bingo by the pool, that crowd are not going to know the difference. But the dive crowd are pretty good. We don't get a lot of confusion.
True.
And most people are really looking for ways to get to Dominica. So they were pretty happy at New Jersey when we could tell them about a nice, easy, direct way through St. Martin. You know, that was a big hit at BTS for us.
Exactly, because that's one of the problems that have plagued Dominica in the past is just access. And now there is another route through St. Martin you can get there. And through Miami you can get there, but it can be a challenge at times. But it's starting to loosen up as you guys get more flights directly into the island, right?
Yeah, so more and more people are coming down. The word's spreading. People know. You know, what a great place to dive. And as you know, it's not just about the diving, the topside, the waterfalls. And that's where I was yesterday. I was up at Freshwater Lake and Borey Lake, right up in the mountains. And even though it's, you know, hot here, when you go up there and it's cool and windy and it's like you're on a different island.
That is what sets Dominica apart from every other island in the Caribbean, if not the world. It is so lush, so rainforest-like up there. You just don't expect that to be in the Caribbean. You expect it like someplace deep in the Pacific, but there it is right down there in the Caribbean. And like you said, you can take these topside runs up into these mountain stream waterfalls that are just so picturesque. And I know you've been doing a lot of photography for years, but now you're getting into the whole quadcopter thing, right?
Yeah, that was pretty cool yesterday, Greg. I was up there on this trail. It's a very steep trail that goes around the freshwater lake, and I took my quadcopter, sent it up about 400 or 500 feet over the trail, and just videoed, you know, the trail going along. And then I saw a hiker in front of me kind of going up this really steep set of stairs that go up, I don't know, probably 200 steps, and it's really steep, tough going. But that person was flying, so I just took the quadcopter and flew right over them as they sort of mounted the top of this hill. It was pretty cool. And you know what it's like here? It's such a volcanic and fantastic island, and now with this quadcopter, it's really opened my eyes up to a bird's eye view, you can say, right? Because you see things that you could never see when you're on the trail. You can't see the surrounding terrain. And boy, when I put that quadcopter up there, I'm just seeing some amazing stuff, having great fun.
Yeah.
Scares the hell out of me every time I fly it, because it's like throwing $1,000 up in the air every time you do it.
Well, I'm sure. And I'm guessing that hiker that you kind of snuck up on, did he see it coming, or did he like freak and go, oh my God, the aliens are here?
No, actually, down here, we don't quite have that fear of the government spying on you as much as, you know, I think if that was in the U.S., probably would have turned around and shot it out of the sky.
True, exactly. Yes.
They'd actually seen me flying it. They passed me by on the trail, so they knew I was flying around.
It's like, all right, it's just Simon being his typical voyeur self. And exploring the nature island. I mean, that is such a treat, and that's what you get to do in between your dives. You're still doing the lionfish thing pretty regularly, I guess, huh?
Yeah, we were just out cleaning up some sites today. We got over 40 pounds of lionfish today, so we got a bunch of restaurants going to be very, very happy to be serving up lionfish, because since I was at BTS and my buddy Izzy was out with swimming with the sperm whales, we hadn't been doing much hunting for the last week. So now restaurants have lionfish back on the menu, and we got another couple of days ahead of us of cleaning up the reefs.
Very nice. Well, yeah, you mentioned Izzy was not going to be a BTS because he really doesn't like people, and he prefers to stay back home, and he was actually diving with the sperm whale. So is this sperm whale season in Dominica, or is it just, it's year-round, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. The main business with the sperm whales is watching. You know, going on the boat and seeing the sperm whales interacting with each other, and of course, many other whales around as well. They had a couple of hundred pilot whales around the boat last week, and then dolphins. And so, yeah, that's the main business is the watching, the whale watching. But we do have this very, very limited, very exclusive get in the water. And it's pretty strictly run by fisheries, so it is pretty limited. But a couple of times a year you can do it. And now is the main time of season for the big males come in and start to socialize with the resident females and young ones.
And you and Izzy, well, Izzy in particular specializes in taking magazines and things like that to do special shoots or scientific research with the whales too, right?
It used to be only under the guidance of scientific research, but recently they opened it up to people. But they still have to, when Izzy finishes a tour, he normally takes about six people out for a week, and they have to submit photos to fisheries and GPS coordinates when they see the whales, mm-hmm. and identification marks. So that a lot of the whales, they know them by hands, like fingers and scar and whales like that. So, you know, there's a research aspect to it, but mostly what people are doing is going out to take photos of the whales and just to have that, to be honest, mind-blowing experience of being in the water with a 50-foot sperm whale.
Exactly. They're impressive to just see from the boat. Just going on the whale watching boat is impressive. I can't imagine crazy it would be in the water. Have you had your quadcopter out there above the whales yet, or is that a no-no?
No, I've done that. I mean, the quadcopter's not going to bother the whale. They're not going to really be aware that it's around. So, yeah, I was flying over them. I had a mother and calf for quite a while, but it's challenging. The day I was out there, the winds were howling and the boats rocking, and So you've got a moving platform and a howling winds, and you've got to bring your quadcopter back with all the good footage you've got on board. Otherwise, it hits the water and it's gone forever.
And that has happened yet? You haven't made it hit the water. You haven't crashed it. Surely you've crashed it a few times.
I've crashed into a few banana trees, but banana trees are pretty forgiving.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're ever going to fall off something, Greg, aim for a banana tree.
That's what they tell us when I'm flying my plane. But I don't think it'll have the same effect as your quadcopter.
You might need a big pile of banana trees for that one.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Well, Simon, thanks for the update. Appreciate it. Dominica, the Nature Island, you need to definitely get there and do some diving if you haven't already. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Here on the island.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors. Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is Kim, first official booba diver here in the Bahamas on Grand Bahama Island.
Is that legal?
Oh, hell yes.
Also professional merengue instructor, professional bingo caller. We dance, we dive, we drink, we do everything. But what we love to do the most is listen to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight.
Yeah.
Get down tonight.
That's just what we do as divers. So, look, we have just went to Dominica. It's time to check in, however, with someone who's been there and more places on the planet than anyone humanly possible. And, of course, I'm talking about Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. Where in the world is Jerry Beatty? That is the question we have to ask right now. And Jerry, can you answer it? Do you know where you are?
Unfortunately, I do know where I am. And unfortunately, I have to report to you and all the listeners that I'm stuck in a traffic jam on I-95 South, right here in beautiful Fort Lauderdale. Well, it's beautiful if you're not on I-95.
Well, I was going to say, glad I'm not you. That's probably the first time ever I've been able to say that to Jerry Beatty, because he's usually in some exotic dive destination, and here we find out he's a mere mortal, like the rest of us, stuck in traffic. But I'm sure you're on your way.
Don't get carried away there.
Why? Where are you heading to? Where are you going? You're going to someplace. aren't you?
I'm going to Dominica week after next.
Oh, of course you are. Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, Simon didn't share that little ditty with us, but he probably didn't want to rub it in. He was just being polite for once. But but yeah, so you're heading down to Dominica to go go down to the Nature Island and what, just kick back, or will this be another working adventure?
It's going to be a working adventure, but I got some bush in mind. I got a couple new waterfalls I am yet. You know, I've been going there for almost 20 years, and I still haven't seen half that island. It's just amazing. So my New Year's resolution is every time I go to Dominica, I knock out two new waterfalls, two new swimming holes.
So now how do you find these? Because, yeah, every time I've been to Dominica with you, you're like, okay, we're going to go to this special place that only I know about. And now you're telling me, I thought you knew them all, but now you're saying there's new places you haven't been. So where do you get your info, your intel there for Dominica?
You know, you're talking to the media here, and I just don't give up my sources, you know?
Okay, Mr. Snowden, or maybe I need to contact him. I don't know. But, yeah, you're always doing something. And, you know, at BTS, at Beneath the Sea, I saw you in Jersey, as I see you at all the big dive events, and you're running around like a madman. I wasn't able to get you on our show, which is unfortunate. It was our 18-year anniversary show there, Jerry, and, you know, we weren't able to get you on the show because you were working too much. But that's just what you have to do. You network at these events, right?
Yeah, I'm really sorry I missed that. I would have liked to have been on that show. I've been on anniversary shows with you before, and they've never been anything but fun. You know, going back in memory, I think we did one in Neil Watson's hot tub.
Yes.
with a whole bunch of people one time.
That was for his birthday and your birthday, actually, because they're like the same day, right? Or same month or something, right? Yeah, yeah. So you guys are always celebrating together, and... Yeah, one time we ended up in Neil's hot tub doing a broadcast. It was kind of scary, dangerous, and exciting, all wrapped up into one. But, you know, those are kind of things. Those are certain memories that should be left alone. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm sure the mermaids that were in the tub with us would like to forget it.
Yes, well, that you know, they got that prescription, cleared it right up, and everything is good to this day. But anyway, moving on, where are you heading to after Dominica? You got a big tour trek ahead of you, or what?
I do have a trek, a couple places I got to get to pretty quick, and I'm trying to sort out if it's going to be Belize, the Bahamas, or Cozumel. But they're going to come in 1, 2, 3 somehow.
So it's those three destinations. You just don't know which order is what you're saying.
Correct, correct. I've got reasons to be in all of them, dives to be made in all of them, but I don't know which one's going to call me first.
You know, I have not dived in Belize. I've been there, and I actually floated the caves, but I have not done any diving there. When you go out there, you always mix it up a little bit. You take care of business. You got to meet with some of the resorts and the operators and do some things for Dive Training Magazine, but you mix it up and get a dive or two in at every place when possible, right?
Well, diving is what we do.
Yeah.
If you don't do it, how are you going to know how to work in the industry? You can't forget your roots.
True. So do you have a favorite place there in Belize, or is that just too big of an island to say, this is one of my favorite spots, or what? Because I'm not familiar with that particular place.
Well, you know, you just said one of the biggest misconceptions is Belize is not an island. A lot of people think it is. It's got islands off the coast that have excellent diving. But there's some pretty good diving not far from the mainland, too, in places like Placencia. So it's got all different kinds of things. However, I did just discover today, Leonardo DiCaprio is building a new resort on a private island that he just bought. And I'm going to be really interested in watching that go up.
Really? Leonardo DiCaprio bought an island off the coast of Belize, or part of the Belizean Islands, is what you're telling me.
Correct.
So
correct.
Is it?
And now he's just released the plans for this new super resort, and it's found that diving. So I think we ought to take Scuba Radio down for the grand opening and put Leonardo DiCaprio right on your show.
Well, is it Leonard or Leonardo? They say
Leonardo, but you know, hey.
You know him as Leonard. You know, your close personal friends. I can relate. You know, you're hobnobbing with people that were in Sharknado 3 and Titanic. You know, that you get to know them on a different level. You hear what I'm saying, Jerry?
Yeah, well,
Sharknado 3? Hell no.
No, that's oh hell no. Don't forget the oh.
Oh hell no.
Yes, exactly. All right. So, but this resort Leonardo DiCaprio is building is it's going to be a place that we can all go, or is it his own little private place? Or do you know?
No, it's a resort.
Really?
It's a resort for sure. Yeah. And I'm going to have to write him a personal letter and say, hey, Leo, you know, you got to have a really good dive shop there.
Well, I would imagine. Yeah, I mean, he talks about the environment and all that kind of stuff quite a bit. So I would guess it would be an eco-type, you know, or eco-friendly type resort as well. So he'd have to have scuba diving, you'd think, right?
Absolutely. I mean, why would you be on a beautiful island off the coast of Belize and the Mesoamerican Reef, which is one of the major in the world, and not dive it? I mean, come on.
Absolutely. Now, on the surface interval side of things in Belize, now I did these caves where you float on the tube and go through these, I don't know, crazy caves with stalactites and all. I mean, it's like right out of Indiana Jones or something. Is that universal to most of the areas in Belize, or accessible to all the islands, or is that something that was kind of unique to the main island?
It's absolutely on the mainland. On the western side of the country, right on the Guatemala border, you've got a mountain range. And through there, you find all kinds of different wildlife. You've got jaguars and butterfly farms and howling monkeys. And it's quite the preserved, untouched kind of stuff. I mean, they have more square miles of protected jungle than any place in Central America.
There you go. Plenty of stuff to do on your surface interval. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I have Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine on the line. He's heading over to Belize here shortly. We got a little update on Leonardo DiCaprio's new resort, and I guess we'll have to follow that as time progresses and make sure he gives us an invite when it opens up. However, you're also heading over to the Bahamas here pretty soon. Is that right there, Jerry?
Yeah, I am, Greg, and it's kind of a different reason for going this time. I'm pretty excited about it. You know, normally I'm out there with Stuart, and we're chasing some sharks and getting in some really good diving. But this time I'm going over because Stuart and his wife, Michelle, have been supporting a nature conservancy project, and they have opened a coral garden. I think they're up to several hundred trees of coral that they're growing out there. And, you know, I've been involved with coral restoration down in Key Largo.
Right.
So I want to get over there and let Michelle show me around and see where they're at and how it's coming. I hear it's doing really well.
All right. So at Stewart Cove's Dive Bahamas, there in Nassau, they have created a underwater coral restoration garden out of necessity. Or is this just a fun little or side project they're doing adjacent to the dive operation? Or do you know?
Well, It's definitely adjacent to the dive operation, but it's really a huge project. The Nature Conservancy is, as you probably know, a huge operation. And they've hired a guy full-time, Eddie Raphael, that was working at EXO, to come over there and run the place full-time. And Michelle's kind of heading it up for Stewart's Cove. And it may turn out to be the largest in the Caribbean. We're going to be taking a look at it, cleaning up some coral trees and seeing what kind of outplants they've done, and I'm really excited about it because everywhere can use some help with the coral.
Yeah.
Even if you've already got good reefs, you can still do stuff to help them.
Yeah, it sounds like a coral reef plantation or something. Or maybe plantation is not the word we want to use, but, you know, farm, coral reef farm or something. This could be a new thing. I kind of like it, especially if it's being done not out of necessity because of some damage that happened locally, but to protect things for the future. Good work, Jerry. Expect a full report, and I'm sure we'll see it in Dive Training Magazine, right?
You got it, Greg. Absolutely. Talk to you again soon.
All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now, we have a lot of friends in the dive industry, and we're going to talk to one of them right now. But before we do, I got to say hi to Barry, who's on with us via the web. Barry, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Mr. Greg?
I am good. Now, Barry is our South Florida super fan. Very busy guy right now because he's also a tax accountant. So he's going to stand by and tell us how to write off our dive gear as divers. Right, Barry? That's the plan.
That's the plan. We'll see if it works.
We'll see if it works. He's going to give us some tax tips here. Very timely, obviously. But first, like I said, we got Captain Slate from Isla Morada down in the Keys with us right now on Scuba Radio. Hey, Captain, how are you, buddy?
Hey, buddy, great. Had a great dive yesterday with the Easter Bunny. Some guy that kind of resembles me was underwater in some bunny suit, and we were having a great time. That's 19 years of this, I'm telling you.
Yes.
I'm going to start laying eggs.
Yeah, well, I bet you are. I mean, he continues the festivities through the entire week. It's kind of nutty. But, yeah, all these pictures of you in a giant bunny suit. You know, Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa got in on the festivities last weekend there, too, Captain Slate. And he, I don't know, I think he got one of the Easter bunny outfits that maybe you had dove with one too many times. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I've been through a couple of them, although the one I got now has been working for about, I don't know, a good 10 years.
Yeah. So
I wash it out every day and get so it doesn't rust out the ears, the wire in the ears, you know the story?
Yes. Well, I could imagine the wire in the ears doesn't go well with salt water. So, but you do what you got to do, whether it's dressing up as Santa, dressing up as Easter Bunny, whatever, you're willing to take that plunge and entertain your divers there in Isla Morada. So business has been good. It's like spring break on top of everything else, right?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Spring break was good. We were getting nervous the first part of March. We had bumpy weather out there, two to fours. And I'm telling you, about it, I think the 11th or 12th, I have it in a logbook of March, the weather just went flat calm, and it stayed that way all the way through. Well, in fact, it was a little bit windy maybe Thursday, Friday this weekend.
Yeah.
And then it laid back, despite the weather forecast, it laid back down for the weekend, and then we were able to do our bunny dive and have a ball.
Very nice. And so as you get into this particular season, the temps have warmed up. We already got a water temp report in Palm Beach of 75 degrees. What are you getting down there where you're at in Isla Morada?
78.
Wow. Bathwater diving.
Bathometer today. I was out there. It actually got up to 80 during that flat calmness.
Nice.
And then we had a little bit of rain and a little bit of, not cold, but a little chillier. Got down into the 60s, air temp, and it dropped back down in the 70s on the water. But
yeah,
Today I got 78 on my bathometer.
Yeah, and that probably plays well during spring break when you get all these college kids down there. I'm guessing you like the scenery, or they like the scenery, but you like it even more. Maybe that's how I should say it?
Yeah, that's right. They like the underwater scenery. I like the boat scenery.
Yes.
We had some real cuties on there, and some of them are returnees. And I think there was a few posted on Facebook. They got a couple of groups coming back in next week, so we're all excited about it. Just a fun time. I mean, I remember college spring break. I don't know if the women looked that good then or not, but they sure do now.
Yeah, well, there you go. And they're diving with the right guy, for sure. They go down there for the whole experience, and Captain Slate puts one on for you, whether it's dressing up in a bunny suit. Maybe you ought to talk to him about, sharing the joy. Maybe you should dress up some of your visitors in a bunny suit. But that'd just get you in trouble, I guess, wouldn't it? Yeah.
I don't know. I tell you, whatever it was, years ago when we set the world record for underwater wading, and I was in the bunny suit, we had 110 divers in costume because it was Halloween. So maybe we should do that.
Okay, so you dressed up as a bunny on Halloween as well for this underwater wedding.
Yes.
Well, you had the costume. You had to figure maybe I can use this more than once a year, I guess, right?
Correct. And I used it as a way. Actually, I've done two weddings in it. I did one on Easter after an Easter egg hunt. I did one for a friend of mine and his, quote, real supermodel wife. That wasn't a bad day either.
Well, I bet it is. I bet it isn't. So, Captain Slate, what are you seeing underwater right now? Are the fish and the critters enjoying the warmer water as well, as much as the divers, or what?
Yeah, but it's just the same as usual. But the grouper do come in this time of year on the reef and up in the spas that we have on Davis and over on Hens and Chickens, you know, sanctuary preservation areas where there's no fishing. They really gather, and it's really neat to see the big grouper show up. And after a few days, they get kind of used to divers and friendly again, and we can play with them sometimes. But, yeah, the eels, they're all out there having fun with us every dive. Just a fun time out there, and just the little critters everywhere every time we get in. And, of course, I do the creature feature Fridays and Sunday mornings. And so we're rocking and rolling as usual.
Well, and I'm guessing the lobsters are out in force now that season has been shut down at the end of March. Is that true? Are they out there, like, taunting everybody now?
We did have some snorkelers on the shallow reef today with us, and they did see one. Yeah. I don't know if it was one that was starting to mate or whatever, but yeah, they're out, and they do know that they're safe this time of year. I think these critters are smarter than we think they are.
Yeah, well, when you do your creature feature, one of the things that amazed me, obviously you have the barracuda come in, and they take the ballyhoo out of your mouth. You got your pet eels, and they're just super friendly and posing for pictures with everybody. It's quite a feat in itself. However, one of the things that caught my attention last time we were down there is how you had a couple resident lobsters that you'd gotten friendly with that were feeding on the scraps or something. I don't know what was going on there.
There was one that literally in our video would come up. I could pick him out. Actually, when I have the bait up under the rock there, he'd come out and finally worked his way out and got on my hand one day and walked all the way up my arm to my shoulder.
Yeah.
So it's pretty neat when you're diving in these sanctuary preservation areas that the critters trust you so much that you know they're not going to be bothered.
Yeah.
But yeah, that guy came out. We named him Oscar in honor of the first barracuda that I fed. So he came out a couple times, but unfortunately he either moved on or hopefully not got caught.
Yeah, well, yeah, no telling if he moved on for a lobster walk or conga or something, and or he could have got snagged in between seasons. Who knows? But you had called him Monster, you say. Is that what it was?
No, Oscar.
Oh, Oscar.
My first big barracuda was named Oscar God knows, 30 years ago. 38 years ago.
Okay. And so how many barracudas you got on the creature feature these days, you figure?
I got just one now. He's
right
kind of bashful. He's coming in a train. He'll feed out of my hand, but I haven't got him to kiss me yet, but I'm working on it.
Okay. Well, there's a statement you don't hear every day, but that's what makes Captain Slate Captain Slate. He feeds fish with his face and makes for quite a photo op, let alone a legendary poster that you can see all over every dive magazine. And obviously, if you go down there and you see the posters on the wall, it's impressive stuff. And he's quite a character. I mean, he's one of the coolest people to hang with. And Captain Slate, thank you for just great years of fun here doing the show. You've definitely added an element of color and spice to our little goofy radio show we do about diving.
Yeah, well, you don't do so bad yourself. Remember the Aquacat trip we took in the Bahamas? You had a ball that week.
I sure did. I mean, we had just a who's who of the dive industry, and then there was me. So
yep. You were there, though. Hey, come on. How many years now? 14 years?
No, 18, man. We're in our 19th year, too, dude. Well, we're in our 19th year starting today. How about
19th?
That?
Boy, does time fly. I remember the first show we did at the shop.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it probably is 14 because you could probably write off about 4 years. You know, as far as like we couldn't remember them, even if we tried. You
That's
hear what
true.
I'm saying?
Yeah, we added up the days.
It was good times indeed. Well, CaptainSlate.com, that's a website to go to and do some diving with Captain Slate. And you guys are open for business, doing a lot of business right now. And it's just perfect weather. So call them up and book it today. Right, Slate? You're ready to
Summer's
take
here. Summer, spring's here. We're back in our season. We love it, and so do our divers. It's nice to take them out, and they jump in, and I'm just wearing a dive skin now instead of a 3 or 5 mil.
All right. Well, you take care. Thanks again, Slate.
You got it. Thank you, Greg, and you guys have fun.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be fun, but we're at least going to find out something very timely because it is tax season, and we have Superfan Barry on with us from South Florida, who is a tax accountant and is going to tell us how we can write off our dive equipment purchases and trips. Is this true, Come on. Can we do
it? It's sort of true.
It's sort of true. Is it true enough that we can make it happen? Because I think we really need to do that. I think everybody would love to be able to write off their dive gear, their travel, everything related to diving. Because, you know, what the tax accountant doesn't know or the tax man doesn't know is good, isn't it? Isn't that how it works?
That all depends on if you look good in a prison uniform or not.
Ah, well, that's... That doesn't sound very appealing. All right, well, just hold the line then, Barry. We're going to talk about this. And also, Jerry the Diver Guy is on with us right now as well. Jerry, you there? Check in. Just say hi.
Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo. That's all he needs to do. And we'll talk to him and Barry and get to the bottom of this next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring. Hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's N-A-N-U-K.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
Considering the purchase of a smartwatch with your tax refund this year, why not reward yourself with a new life experience instead? Studies show they often provide more meaningful, long-term value than material items. Always wanted to specialize in wreck diving, study underwater photography, or become a master scuba diver? Make it happen this year with a new Paddy scuba course. Think about it. What will you remember more 10 years from now? That new smartwatch or the time you shared a shark dive with friends? Check out paddy.com/tax refund. That's PADI.com/tax refund to make the most of your tax refund this year.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Blow, 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 blow bubbles. It's your dive day.
We're gonna have no trouble,
cause it's your dive day.
We may do doubles,
cause it's your dive day.
And Scuba Radio makes the perfect dive
day. You might find me in the tub or an ocean going sub. I got underwater wrecks if you're into diving tugs. Underwater sex is best left up above, so I'll try to find a bug, but you know that I'll get stubbed. You might find me in a tub or an ocean going sub. I got underwater wrecks if you're into diving tugs. Underwater sex is best left up above, so I'll try to find a bug, but you know that I'll get stubbed.
You know, that was 50 Cent. I don't think that was the version of 50 Cent, but he was on the Jimmy Fallon show, the Tonight Show, when I was up there right before Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. That's where me, my you know, the scuba cowboy and Jerry the Diver Guy, we're all hanging out, having a big old time, and Jerry's with us right now. Jerry, have you recovered? I guess is my first question. Yeah? No?
Well, I'm partially recovered.
Okay. Nothing that...
I believe I found half of my liver.
Yeah, you found half your liver, and then you soothed the other half with, you supplemented it with some medicine, better known as spring water there in the mountains of Virginia. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Exactly. I talked to Simon earlier, and he said he's just now recovered, so to speak.
he had it bad.
Yeah, he did. Well, I think we all did. But that's just what you do when you get a bunch of divers together. I don't know if we can write that trip off, but we could sure try. And we have a tax accountant on with us right now, Superfan Barry from South Florida. He does this for real, and it is very timely right now because we just have a few days left to get this squared away for governmental purposes. But if you're a diver, Barry, let's just get right to it. Can you write off your dive equipment and dive adventures? How could you do this and stay out of jail?
You'd have to turn your diving into a business.
Got to turn your diving into a business. Okay, for me, it is my business. This is what I do. This is a job, believe it or not, for me. So I'm kind of off the hook in that regard. But let's say if you're helping out a dive company on the weekends, like can you volunteer as a dive master or something to assist on a boat? And would that be enough to justify writing off some of it? Or where's that line, I guess?
The line is that you have to show the IRS that you're trying to produce income with whatever job this is. You have to show them that it's not a hobby, that it is a way to make some money.
Okay, when you say try to show, that just means that you have to prove that you made money doing this, like with tips and things, or what? I mean, does it have to be a receipt or a pay stub from a dive charter company, or what?
If you were to keep a set of books, if you had an
Well, I mean, for instance, like if you're a dive master in South Florida working for, say, South Florida Diving Headquarters, Captain Cocktail runs a couple boats, and I believe a lot of the dive masters in the industry, not just there, but anywhere for that matter, you can go work on the boat, get to dive for free, but you're not necessarily paid anything other than people tipping the dive master and the crew on the boat. You see what I'm saying? So where would that come into that realm of being able to write off, your dive equipment that you're using on a trip like that, you think? Can you do it?
Okay. Yeah. So let's say, for example, this is the only thing you do.
Yeah.
Is this the only income you have? Then obviously you have a profit motive. You want to make money. And the IRS is going to look at that and say, well, you know, this is the only thing he's doing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he can deduct the expenses associated with that income. Now, if he were a singer,
yeah,
okay, a musician, and they were making money selling records and all that, and they were diving on the weekends,
yeah,
that's a little bit of a gray area, unless they were also, you know, collecting tips, and maybe the boat captain gives them a 1099 at the end of the year, showing that he's an independent contractor. That would help him a lot.
Okay, so you got to kind of work with the dive operator if you were going to help them out or work out some arrangement like, hey, I want to work for you, I'll work for tips, but what do I do at the end of the year for tax season? Can you help me out with the 1099 so I can, you know, show Uncle Sam this is legit and I'm not just trying to scam out of paying taxes? I really want to work a little bit and maybe eventually turn it into a full-time gig. Maybe right now it's just kind of part-time. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's a fair statement.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. And then luckily, if you get audited, the guy from the IRS, the first question you should always ask him, are you a diver? Because if you are, maybe he'll cut you some slack. You think?
That's right. Yeah. And bring him some photographs. Show him all the work that you've been doing out there.
Usually, those photographs would be of him and some young girl half naked.
You'll definitely get a pass on that one.
Well, there you go. Then Barry should know. He's a tax accountant guy. So we just got him disbarred, or whatever they do to people like you. But
I could always become a radio show announcer.
Yeah, true. This is true. You're not far away from it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So now we got Jerry the Diver Guy on, and I'm wondering if maybe Mermaid Wrangler could be listed as an official title, because you have some wrangling that you've been doing in the mountains of Virginia. Is that right, Jerry?
That's exactly right.
You're a Scuba Radio Mermaid Scout. He has found someone he wants to get certified that he thinks would be a good Scuba Radio Mermaid. That is a technical, that's like a job, isn't it? Or couldn't it be, Barry?
Sure. He would be the manager. So he could deduct all those costs.
Well, he wouldn't be manager. He would be a wrangler. Mermaid Wrangler would be the official title that we've used in the past. I would vouch for him.
Yeah. He could wrangle them in and then manage them and then deduct the expenses associated with it.
What kind of expenses are we talking about, Jerry? What expenses have you incurred mermaid wrangling?
Every one of them. Gas, trips, everything. Spring water, mm-hmm. supplies, ingredients.
Yeah.
Bikinis.
There's those little blue
bikinis,
pills.
Speedos.
Okay. Not a lot of material when it comes to clothing. But, you know, we'll figure some way to juice the books. See, this we shouldn't be even saying this on the air, should we? Barry, that's not wise, is it?
No, nobody listens anyway.
Okay. We'll go with that excuse. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Downwards. Wetter.
Same diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.